Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time to play with pain. Hosted by Emmy-winning comedian and writer Jeff Cesario. Interviewing guests from comedy, entertainment, and sports. Plus, legendary sportscaster Chet Waterhouse. Don't worry, this shouldn't take longer than your average trip to Costco. And now, here's your host, Jeff Cesario.
Hey man, speaking of Costco, I'm on my Costco reading glasses. I'm down to those. I usually get, like, you know, they got a sleeve. That's kind of a highbrow term for the packaging they use, but I'll call it a sleeve of three.
Sure.
Reading glasses. And I usually have them because often I'll, lose them. Or break them a lot. But I got this pair. Then I go out for one good pair. And then I try to wear that as often as possible until they break. And then I got the Costco's as the backups. Off the bench, Costco reading glasses. Hey, they'll get you through a contract. So I broke these finally after like 2.5 years. I've had these really cool looking ones, but these actually don't, they don't.
I like those. Those look good.
These aren't bad. So hey, welcome to the podcast. Thank you. That's my producer, Gary Smith. And, we had a technical snafu this week. We didn't. Gary's fine. I had a technical snafu this week. What are they called? Spectrum. There we go. God almost helped me forget their name. Spectrum had a, they were working. No, they didn't have any sort of outage. They were working to upgrade the system in our neighborhood. 5 days, no internet. Dig this. So I go to, cell data on my phone.
Yeah.
You know, 'cause I have to. And like a day and a half in, I get a warning. They're slowing down my cell data on purpose. Because right. You've reached your
allotted high speed internet, yeah. And then they drop you down. Yeah, I've had that happen before. It's very frustrating.
Especially because it's their fault.
Yeah.
It's the Spectrum people's fault that I'm not using my damn thing. But I digress. I got it back. For the sake of the story, as Kevin Nealon would say, let's say late last night,
yeah.
I got it back.
Sure.
Yeah. And then we decided to throw this together because you folks deserve a fresh podcast every day. So we're going to go through the headlines. I'm going to play devil's advocate, and I'll play harsher punishment, and I'll play no wonder we've slipped behind the South Koreans. So we're going to have three things that will slide in there. Before we do, let's talk Magic Mind a little bit. These people have actually sponsored me. This is pretty impressive. I don't know, Gary, if you've tried it yet.
I have.
I'll send you some. Yeah, it's not bad, right? It's pretty good.
No, it's great.
And by not bad, I mean the taste. You don't go,
it actually tastes good.
All natural, all healthy, no caffeine. You would think, all right, this is the dry.
Let's get through this.
The dry vegan cookie of energy boosters, but it's not.
No, it's actually enjoyable. It's, Adam, my boss Adam got me coached up on, sometimes you get the little frother that'll come, you know, for mixing your coffee or something, a motorized type deal. Oh, nice. I use it for the Magic Mind. Gets it all in there, nice and evenly distributed throughout the water.
Wow.
It's good stuff. I like it.
Now, listen, we got a step two, I think they call it in the ad business. Now we go out and get a frother company.
There you go.
Now jump on in, money. Baby. We're set. If you're looking for an energy booster, try Magic Mind. It's no caffeine. And I was just looking for kind of a boost because I didn't want to shoot a monkey testosterone in my eyeball like Chet. Works for Chet.
Yeah.
He gets the occasional unspecified hernia anywhere on his body. Boom, just something will pop out. So I don't think they've thoroughly researched the monkey testosterone yet. So I'm sticking with Magic Mind because I didn't want to do caffeine. I didn't want to do the nutso stuff, quite literally the nutso stuff. And I don't get any weird buzz. I don't get any crash. I just, it's just kind of like, you know what it's like? Here's what it's like. It's like flying coach, but having nobody in the two seats next to you.
Yes.
That's what it's like. It's so smooth. It's, you just feel great. So here's the deal. Go to magicmind.co, that's C-O, magicmind.co, and use the promo code PWP20. That's play with pain 20, PWP20. And you're going to get a giant chunk off your first order. And you'll love this stuff. I guarantee you. So, all right, we're going to dive in. But first, let's see, Chet, were you able to whip up an update? Do I have an update? Does Jimbo Fisher have blackmail photos? He must, as my must. Time for the Waterhouse Update, sponsored by Namaste to Go. Meditate fast at Namaste to Go. NFL, the Packers, Vikings, and Lions all win on the same day for the first time since coaches wore skinny ties and tiny dress hats, even in 0 degree weather. The Commanders, like Pete Davidson going after an actress he hasn't boned yet. They just keep coming at you. First ever NFL game played in Germany sold out because, well, frankly, American football looks more like actual warfare than soccer that appeals to the Germans. And a guy named after a day who's never coached a day in his life won his very first NFL game. So there's hope, Morris Day. That wrap-up sponsored by Brochure. Brochures by guys for guys. That's Brochure. College football. Wisconsin looked worse in defeat than Kerry Lake. USC looks like a hijacked semi in the first 20 minutes of a freeway chase, blowing past everybody. And Texas just looks like that one fat cop who's trying to roll out a spike strip. That wrap-up sponsored by the Red Herring. A great place for seafood. Or is it? World Cup starts in a week, so Gary, to honor the holiday season, Turkey will play on Thanksgiving. NBA! Lakers are so bad, the team doctors called in a chaplain. And finally, this week in sports history, the year 1888, the place Yonkers, New York, St. Andrews Golf Club opened with only six holes. Still took 5.5 hours to do a round because of a drunk foursome betting on every putt. This Waterhouse Update sponsored by Handelabra, the world's fanciest doorknob. Now back to Jeff and Gary. Take it away, guys. Wow. Thank you, Chet.
I got to be honest there, Chet. Brochure is one of my favorite of your new sponsors. That's
yeah. That came from a listener.
Yeah, it's solid. That listener deserves their credit.
Absolutely. I just spun a little cotton candy around a little bit, just a little bit, and out came a nice little thing. And I think one of the other ones is his too. Two or three. A guy had some good things. It was pitching them, and it reminded me of the old Dennis Miller's writer's room.
Yeah.
They just pitch. And then somebody else throws something in. Somebody throws it in from here. Suddenly you got a number one joke that's in my starting lineup, Jeff. From all right, we're not going all NFL stories. First, let's deal with this. We're not going to do all NFL stories for a couple of reasons. One, my fans don't demand all NFL stories, and I have fans. Don't look at us cross-eyed. Sure. There's more interesting stories this week than just American football. And yeah. C, Gary went golfing and then watched Formula One and did not pay attention to the NFL this weekend.
Well, that's the beauty of your team playing in the night game. I was able to do all of that and still watch my team, you know, play in the evening. So, yeah, but I did not. Yeah. I normally would be glued to the Red Zone channel for the rest of the day, you know, kind of getting a sense of what all the other games were like. Not this weekend. This weekend, I got up early and recorded a show with Mark Garagus, and then I went straight to the golf course and straight back home to watch the race.
So you went super white. You went country club white, and then you went wealthy elitist white with the Formula One. You didn't mess around.
Well, I guess we would start with private jet white because Mark Garagus was in the morning for the show, and then it was public course, you know, white in the middle of the day.
Where'd you play?
A place called Skylinx in Long Beach, which is right next to the Long Beach Airport. So there's tiny private planes flying over you all day. It's actually really interesting. It's kind of fun.
Now there's a hazard.
Yeah, exactly. And there's helicopters.
Take
and
that sandwich to get some loft. Oh, the plane took it away.
Yeah, exactly.
That got was caught in the wheel well.
That was the nuts. Joke all day. It's gonna be like pigeon strike
penalty. All right, so you shot. How'd you shoot?
You know, I did better than usual. I am not a good golfer by any stretch of the imagination, but I walked away with more than a few pars, so I was happy with it.
And what is drawing you to Formula One? Made you sit down and say, I gotta watch this?
That Netflix show is expertly produced. I mean, it is so well designed, and obviously I don't know. I can spot and appreciate good production and good, you know, storytelling a little better now than maybe I could 10 or 12 years ago. And boy, they must have some really, really good producers on that. And they sucked me in. I watched the first few seasons of it, and then I decided, well, let's see what this is like live. And, you know, it's tough when they're over in Europe or, you know, Asia, and the races are in the middle of the night or 4 a.m. or something, but yeah. Right now they're on their North American and South American swing. So the Brazil race was this past weekend, and it aired locally at like 11 a.m. here. So I DVR'd it and watched it after.
Now, compared to the show, a live race
is very boring, can be very boring if you're not really invested in kind of the off the track drama of the week and all that nonsense. I mean, the championship for this year was wrapped up 2 races ago or 3 races ago. So almost 3 or 4 weeks now. I'd have to look at the calendar, but that was locked up during the Japan weekend.
And who hasn't had a Japan weekend?
Fair enough.
Come on, everybody.
So now it's basically about the fight for second and the fight between the teams.
So is it, now Lewis Hamilton's out of it. Juan Fangio, is he in it? Did he, or is, am I, no, he's from the 50s.
He's out. He's out. Lewis Hamilton's still there. Lewis is still there. But this year, Max Verstappen won his second year in a row, his second title in a row.
Oh, right. The Dutchman.
Yeah.
The Flying Dutchman.
In fact,
go with it.
You bring up Lewis. If he does not win next weekend in the final race of the year, this will be his first ever year in Formula One in like 15 years that he hasn't won a race.
Wow. You think his skills are eroding, or just absolutely. A matter of team and luck?
No, absolutely not. The Mercedes has had huge... I say this after one of the Mercedes drivers won in Brazil, but this is the first time they've really been competitive all season. They just have come out and admitted they designed a bad car, and they've had a tough time fixing it.
And you know what? My Mercedes in the shop now 2.5 weeks. So I think it's company wide.
There you go. I mean, it stinks from the head.
Yeah, exactly. Very few people have ever invoked that with a German for fear of death. Yeah. But all right. So speaking of jet setting, let's go right to the World Cup, which is, well, first of all, we're in Formula One. It's popped up. Let's roll with it, as they say in improv. Yes. And how would you improve the Formula One races so they pack a little more punch? Here's what I would do. Put all those jet setting dames and wives and girlfriends and European mistresses in a place where they could be shot. I mean, visually, you know, where they could have a camera or cameras on them. I think that would help. And I think live team action. I'd rather hear a pit crew guy, even foreign, with subtitles, let me know what the hell's going on.
Well, I think the problem with that, I agree, would be that would be very entertaining. But those guys all seem to, you know, swear like sailors. They are not, you know, those are hardened mechanics who are in there, you know, they're trying to achieve something. So it'd be really fun. But I don't know if for the branding, I don't know if Rolex is going to really want to be associated with the guy who's, you know, using the questionable terms of any variety. But I do really like your idea of putting all the significant others. And you know, you could even go so far as just families in general, because I don't know what it is about being a successful race driver. These guys are all impeccably handsome, yeah. and therefore their parents, their sisters, everyone around is just beautiful people. It's crazy. You think there'd
they're
be one
paintings.
One stinker in the bunch who just is fire behind the wheel, but you know, is a little wonky looking. Yeah. Nope, doesn't exist.
Especially with the Italians so heavily into racing, you would think once in a while,
you
get a couple of guys who look like me, or worse, a sister that looks like me. But here's what the Italians did that's very wise. They pushed all their racing families to the northern part of the boot. I actually expected my hand to go right into your screen as I raised it right there, and it didn't. I was quite shocked. You know what I mean? Right up into the so it's all the northern Italian families, and they may as well be Austrian.
Yeah.
That's how gorgeous they are. But, yeah, you're right. It's like it looks like they're going to get choppered right to Telluride.
Oh, yeah.
To the Swiss Alps. You know, they don't. It's amazing. I'd rather see some of that. I want to see some of that in a race, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it would certainly help. I mean, look, if you're not just really in the weeds of everything having to do with F1, I've put it on around, you know, family before. There was I believe the Canadian race this year was during Father's Day, and I put it on for a few minutes. I turned off the golf tournament. Everyone in my house looked at me sideways, and no one was interested. That golf tournament was on 5 minutes later. I mean, it was not even a full two laps that we lasted.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like the camera angles from inside the cab. I think that's really helped NASCAR a lot.
Yeah.
And from the back of the car, so you can see when someone's cup on you. So I think they could do some stuff like that. And then let's face it, you look for dangerous crashes. They have designed these cars now where guys walk away from the most catastrophic crashes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You know, they don't even have to wait for somebody to cut them out anymore. They just like flip something over and they go out a chute and they're out.
Yeah.
So I say take advantage of that sort of dateline quality. Find the two dangerous hairpins on the course and, you know, bury a camera at that up angle. Get some cameras on it so we can see it. So you can dissect the crash yourself at home.
So they have started building some of those cameras into the actual circuits themselves in F1 at Spa, I believe, which is in – might be in Austria. I don't know. I'd have to look it up, but it's somewhere in East. It's somewhere in Europe. But the racetrack, it's in Belgium. Sorry. The racetrack there has a giant swooping uphill right turn, and about halfway through it, right at the apex of the corner, they've built a camera into the ground, and you get to see these cars coming at, you know, 150 miles an hour up and into this turn where they basically turn over the camera. It's pretty cool.
That's impressive. That's actually how I drive Laurel Canyon.
Yeah, all right. I have to
now. Hey, Chet, you have a sponsor? Oh, yeah, I got a sponsor for that whole Formula One thing you guys winged that took up half the podcast. Blah, blah, blah. The app that listens to the boring part of the conversation for you. Speaking of.
Should have advertised that before the F1.
Chet's not a Formula One fan. All right, World Cup Christmas. World Cup is at Christmas this year, which I have, as you know, if you've listened to the podcast. No, I think it's ridiculous. But I'm starting to come around. First of all, I understood why, because the corrupt FIFA, I was corrected on the pronunciation of, because I called it FIFA, and I was roundly corrected. It's FIFA.
Yeah.
FIFA awarded it to Qatar, which is a country that I don't believe ever gets below 95 degrees. So no. They couldn't have it in summer because it's 130 degrees there. Steve Gorman straightened us out on this. And that made me think even more. Oh, so this is just, it's just, you know, buddies patting each other on the back and, you know, getting a multi-billion-dollar world sporting event into their country. But I'm starting to come around on it. And here's the reason why, Gary. I'm playing devil's advocate. This is the devil's advocate thing about earlier. It's perfect groaning background excuse not to help television during the holidays.
Yeah, I mean that's
perfect.
That's the obvious answer.
You can't even explode as you would in American football. You can once in 90 fucking minutes.
Yep.
You know, in a 1-0 whatever, But it's not like American football where there's time down, then there's focus, then there's time down, then there's focus. That's why American football perfectly fits the American rhythm. But I'm seeing this now as a Yule log, a slightly more active Yule log on your television.
Yeah, and let's be honest, you know, the possibility that something could happen at any moment is really sort of perfect for the holidays, because if you do stop down and you get a halftime, then you could have a political conversation break out, and no one wants that when, you know, no. Uncle Jim's yeah. over and, you know, and Aunt Shirley. It's just, you know, so you want to a slow burn of like, well, let's not get into a serious conversation here lest we distract ourselves from the 11 adult gentlemen who make $50 million a year playing with a ball on the television.
True. Plus, you can pretend, even if you don't know that much about soccer, if someone tries to engage you and you don't want it, oh, wow, this is interesting. There are levels of engagement that you can have with a soccer game on TV that you can with an American football game. You got to be completely engaged, and then you catch shit for unplugging from the rest of the holiday group and just watching football. You catch a tremendous amount of shit in the car ride home. This, you have degrees of engagement with the other holiday goers in your house. The first is a lot of engagement. If it's engagement you want, the game can be there for you to occasionally turn to and get a breath and kind of pace it so it doesn't become overbearing. And, you know, especially when the talk about their kids starts to come up and it's the verbal letter, you get the holiday letter, the three pager about how Nancy and Neon and Naomi and Noah are doing, you know, that whole thing. It's the verbal of that, which is sometimes interesting, but other times you can turn to the game. Then there's a second level of engagement where you can literally control it, where you can be, hang on, I don't know if you saw, and you can fake some bullshit about the soccer game. I don't know if you saw, they ran a wing over there. The defenseman never comes that high. Well, they'll show it again. You should watch it. That way you've got an interruption. They get bored. They walk away. Or if you have to, you can go DEFCON 5. Bam, you're full into the game, which is going to be pretend.
Yeah, I think that your middle level there is really the one that you're going to want to find your sweet spot in. And I would just say, you'd be surprised how far a single episode of Ted Lasso goes. I mean, you learn a few terms like, you know, injury time or, you know, backfielder, you know, you can, you know, keeper, you throw a few things out there, especially if you string them together cleverly, and somebody's going to go, I don't want to talk about soccer, and they're just going to leave.
Yeah. They'll just walk away and actually help bake cookies. Hey guys, that one's sponsored by Dick Tucker's, women's clothes for men. Special holiday deals at Dick Tucker's. All right. Fantasy football. Are you still in fantasy football? Heavily into it.
I am in it. I am not heavily into it. I am required, I guess. I'm fortunate to be in a work.
Required?
I'm in a work league that So it's,
this is like work release. You have to do it.
I don't have to do it, but I do enjoy it. But we have a work league, and then Adam's son has a fantasy football podcast. So they sort of, you know, use the staff league as fodder for them to talk about, you know, on their show. So I'm in that league, but, to show you the level of,
oh, incidentally, before I forget, the name you used for the Formula One guys, perfect for Adam's next book. Rock Hard Mechanic, I think you said.
There you go. So the
next book.
We take it seriously, but also I was out golfing with the person I was playing against this week and it didn't come up once.
Oh wow.
I was playing with Loxamana, and he and I were playing each other.
Oh, well that doesn't count.
It's one of these things
Loxamana's
where
he's Hawaiian. I know he claims he's you know, it's not Peruvian, although he could be half Peruvian. Filipino, correct?
Yeah.
Filipino. A little Peruvian. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just looking.
Well,
but I think he's Hawaiian. He is so laid back.
Yeah, he is. And you know, he's such a good friend and you know, for so long now that you know, I would say depending on the opponent is sort of how serious everyone takes it. You know, Chris is a good friend of mine. It's not going to ruin my day if he beats me, you know, good, more glory to him. And I think vice versa. When Bald Brian comes around, I start to look at my lineup a little bit more seriously. Same goes for Sonny. You know, maybe it's a pride thing, but if I'm playing a 16-year-old, he has all the time on his hands, so he should beat me, but I don't want him to.
Right, right. So the hair on the back of your neck stands up, and you get a little competitive, more competitive with certain people.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, that's obviously because we're earlier, you know, as we were earlier in the season, as we get later, and, you know, you do want to make the playoffs. So, you know, I'm keeping an eye towards it, but I know several people who, if they were playing each other in fantasy and happened – you know, I know people that wouldn't have gone golfing that day because they would have been at home watching their fantasy teams that carefully, much less being able to go with the person they're playing and not even talk about it. I mean, it literally never came up.
Yeah. See, this is why, and this is item number two I'm covering. This is why we're slipping behind the South Koreans in virtually every academic category.
Yeah.
It's because there are people out there who literally can't let it go.
No,
they can't get to their work. They can't. It's an addiction. We're addicted to addiction in America. That's a premise that I'll work out that will be funny at some point. Chappelle-like.
Just spin some cotton candy around it.
Yeah, sure. That's the way I write. I'll put it in a cotton candy machine. I swear to God, come back next week sizzling. But no, seriously. And so I think this has taken over what, at least on the surface, appear to be more damaging addictions. But you know, there's addictive personalities. It doesn't matter what they're doing. Kids' college fund is gone or in jeopardy right now. Or they're so locked in, they can't do anything else starting Thursday and ending Monday night. So you're getting a 2.5-day work week out of them. You're getting Tuesday, Wednesday, and a half day Thursday.
Well, yeah. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how more readily available access to gambling, you know, impacts that those people, because those people exist regardless. They've always been there, you know. I guess it's sort of the age old question. Is it a question of access? Is improved access going to really exacerbate? I think it is. And I think that,
and it'll be much like marijuana, where at first it appears to be that legalized is the way to go and we'll keep it under control. And now, I mean, illegal marijuana growing in the state of California is a massive issue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's a huge problem.
A much bigger issue than it used to be.
Yeah. So somehow this whole thing backfired. But in any event, don't gamble, kids. Hey, guys, that one brought to you by Cornhell. Oh, this is a great sponsor. The only cornhole game with a 20-foot drop into a fire pit. It takes a while to set up, but it is worth it. Yeah. That's Cornhell. Okay, I'm skipping the Jimbo Fisher question because we all know that was going to be my harsher punishment. But you know what? The guy's having a down year. Maybe it's going to take 2 or 3 years for his recruiting classes. He should be fired, let's be honest.
Yeah, and he probably will be.
All right, he should be fired. Are you playing Wordle? And incidentally, how is Qatar, although it's a proper name, but that should be a Wordle word, Qatar.
Yeah. Does Wordle do places and like proper nouns? I don't think
they have, because they don't have a way to qualify it.
Yeah. And see,
it just automatically pops up.
Yeah. I wouldn't know, because Wordle was one of those things I let pass me by. I played for a few days. Oh, I played for a few days, and then, or maybe, you know, a few weeks, and I did not feel compelled one morning to do it. And I realized one day it had been 4 days and I just moved on.
Wow. So that's where you save a little time in your day.
It's one of the places.
That's how I have approached religion. that's picked up some time in my day, is organized. I try to stay spiritual. I try to avoid organized religion, like you avoid Wordle.
Yeah, we were, you know, just to give credit to people, to other joke writers, as we've been doing in this episode, Mike Lynch had the best take I've ever heard on that. I stole it from him. I use it all the time. I was raised Catholic and I'm feeling much better now.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like to say in my act, I was born and raised a strict Catholic, which means I haven't been to church in 41 years.
That's very good as well.
So, all right, let's blow down to this. because I think you will have some thoughts on this. You work in the Corolla salt mines. You create great comedy, great drama, great entertainment. Great comedy, great drama, great entertainment. Why hasn't a streaming service used that yet? You know why? Because they can't fulfill all three of those requirements. That's why. But when they do, that would be it. As they say, it hits the nail on the head nowadays. But you're working a lot. You're working there. You're working from. You're always working.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you found that what's going to wind up being about 32 minutes to slip this in, but you did. So here's the deal. What's your best procrastination tactic? And I'll start to give you a little time to think, because everybody has to procrastinate at some point. It's human survival. It's what it is a defense mechanism, I believe, to just say, this is still me time. I haven't got to this yet. I will get to this. That's, you're going to get to it. You're going to execute it. You know that, but other people may not. So, I clean. That's what I do. The house some weeks is spotless. That's how much procrastinating I can get to. But at least it's productive. And the great Mike Nichols, the great director and comic and writer and ridiculously talented human being, once said, don't worry about constantly working on something because your brain is working on it even when you're not. In other words, throw it in the pottery kiln in the back of the brain and let it percolate a little bit, which I'm mixing my metaphors horribly because who wants coffee made in a pottery kiln? But you get the idea.
I do.
So I clean. That's what I do. What do you do? What do you do at home? And then what do you do at work?
At work, it's tough. I try not to procrastinate very much at work because you never know who could be coming around that corner. And it's just, you know, the procrastinating at work one's a little tough. I'm sure I have things that I do. I guess,
especially if it's an obvious procrastination.
Like I guess for work, what
if chewing tobacco or something, and you're like, mid pouch to lip, and somebody walks around the corner, and you're like, it's just taking some calls. I mean, you can't really.
So I guess if I think about it, what I do at work, if I'm procrastinating, which is not often, is I'll take a walk. Like, you know, I'll walk over to our other building, and I can usually come up with a reason that is productive to go over there, you know, whether it has to be done right this second, like probably not, but that something has to be done in the next few days. And I'll just go do it now by taking a walk. Cause I'm inside a lot and I really feel like, you know, getting a decent amount of sunlight each day is probably healthy. So that's what I would do there. And then at home, my answer is a lot like yours. I'll do yard work. I'll go mow the lawn. You know, that'll take a couple hours and, you know, not just mow the yard, but do, you know, all the outside yard work that'll push it off. And then I feel like I've done something physical and I usually
gotten the endorphins moving.
Yeah.
And, I love the still, legitimate amount of skepticism, you know, getting sunlight is probably good for you. You said.
I don't know. I don't want
people sold yet. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of conspiracies floating around this whole sun is good for you thing.
I don't want people tweeting at me. I'm not a doctor. I believe that it's good for me.
I'm not a doctor.
I feel better when I'm in the sun. I've seen the studies. I know everyone agrees it's good for you, but I'm not trying to pretend I understand any of that shit. I just, you know, I feel better when I get 10 minutes of sun.
Don't backpedal. Hey guys, that one's sponsored by the Thunder Burps, the Air Force belching team. I've heard those guys in concert, especially on Christmas. It's quite beautiful. Thanks, Chet. All right. Hey, well, we're done. We're out. That was actually fun. This is my producer, the incredible Gary Smith. Follow him on Twitter at G Patrick Smith. Just Irish spelling.
Don't confuse it. Don't complicate it.
What other incredible places can we find you on? I know you got several things cooking.
We've got the Corolla Staff Podcast, the Water Cooler, which you can get anywhere you listen to podcasts. And if you want an extra dose of that every week, we also do a Patreon, patreon.com/watercooler.
Oh, sweet.
So, those are all available. And, I would say check out Reasonable Doubt with Adam Carolla and Mark Garagus. And, If you wouldn't mind, my pet project right now is the YouTube channel for that show. So youtube.com/reasonable doubt podcast. 100% of the video content for that show comes out on that channel. So go subscribe.
Here's the great thing about that podcast. In this day and age, there are so many crazy things going on out there in politics, in society, in sports, in the arts, insane things. These guys will touch on virtually every one of them. And not just sit around bullshit touch on, they will dive right to the core of it and get to what the legal ramifications. It's cool.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Jeff. Yeah. It's now that I think about it, maybe that's what I do to procrastinate is just read the internet, because for that show, that is my entire week. It's just reading every different corner of the internet to try to make sure we don't miss something that we need to talk about. So yeah.
Procrastination, aka research.
There you go.
All right. So here's the deal, folks. Before I forget one more time, because now we actually fulfilled our requirement for two spots, even though we only did one spot, but we did it with two. I got two endorsements in one spot for Magic Mind.
There you go.
Here's the deal. If you want a good, clean, healthy, natural, caffeine free energy booster that doesn't make you crash, this is the stuff. It's brand new on the market, but try it. It's unbelievable. Magic Mind, it's called. Go to magicmind.co. Use our promo code from this podcast, PWP20. Play with pain. PWP20. And you get a bunch of off your first order. It's great stuff. Take it from Gary.
I co-sign.
Follow me on Twitter at Real Jeff Cesario. My album, What Was I Thinking? Out everywhere, streaming now. It's on Sirius, on all the comedy channels, and I'm very thankful for that. And I'm very thankful that people apparently are liking it and requesting it more. Keep tabs at jeffcesario.com, because I'm going to try to get out on some dates soon. I know I've been saying that, but I'm serious about it. Tell your friends about Play With Pain, because we're having a blast. Special thanks again to Magic Mind for helping keep our energy up. And Chet, are you doing anything this weekend? I'll be in almost Canada, Vermont, calling the 17th annual No Bucket Sap Run for the Log Cabin Network. Who can carry the most maple syrup in their pockets? There's your winner. This is Chet Waterhouse reminding you to play with pain. I'm on that Magic Mind stuff all day.